Blog Talk Radio.
Surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's great.
And I like it.
She's great.
Just the way she is.
She'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious. And that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's great.
And I like it.
And I like it.
Just the way,
just
she,
the way
is.
She is.
Walking down the avenue.
I like the way she does that.
Always
she
doing
does.
Something.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, that was music from Cameo from 1984. She's Strange. It is, of course, it is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming straight R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and everything in between, because I got Wardell here hanging out with me. So you never know if he's going to bust out some 60s stuff. So it's all good. Oh, we got music on the way. We got some Keith Sweat on the way. We got some Lilo Thomas on the way, and we got some Entombé on the way. So, well, hey, without further ado, let's bring my partner up. What's up, Wardell?
What's the word, Bird?
I'm good,
how
man. I'm good. I went to your stash. I went to your stash with that Cameo, man.
That sounded good, too. It was banging. It sounds better when you play it.
Oh, stop.
I'm just enjoying, man. Guess what I'm doing?
What you got going on over there?
I'm doing a Don Fleming. I'm cooking.
Ah!
Cooking, buddy.
Yeah, you got jokes.
Yes,
you know,
I'm in the
when Wardell, he always... Here's the thing, for those who are just tuning in or just getting a glimpse of the show, Wardell teases me because, you know, every now and then he does a block on my show, and he'll mess with me and say, well, the reason why he's doing a block is because I go downstairs and get something to eat. So, which is actually maybe 60% of the time. 60%. 60 tops.
69%.
Oh, man.
It's, you know what? There's nothing wrong with it. You like to eat, and that's all good. As long as you're happy, that's all that matters. I'm doing exactly what you did, so I'm, I get it, man.
Just for that, I ought to make you start the show off with some music. I ought to put you on the spot and start the show off.
Yeah, well, do your best. Whatever you want to do, I'm down for it.
It's all good, man. I ain't gonna put you on the spot. I'm gonna give you a couple of blocks ago. I'm just keeping it real right now. But no, man, you always bring a different perspective to the show. You know, like you say that I do with your show. Want to remind you guys, make sure you tune in again every Thursday. We talked about this triple threat. Of course, this is the two-thirds of that triple threat. Of course, Wardell Potts, old school, well, Throwback Thursday. I call it the afternoon drive. You check him out every Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, you check me out 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Throwback Thursday night. And, of course, tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have an archive show from our brother, the late, great Goldie Mac. Of course, Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack. So make sure you tune in at 11 p.m. tonight and check out one of his archive shows, man. So that's the triple threat, man. That's the beauty of Solar Records Radio on the Thursday, man. You get a different variety. You get old school music, don't get me wrong. It's not, you know, but we get all these different perspectives and different tastes. And which is weird because technically we got the same taste, but you're a little older than me, so you gotta go back to my taste if I lived in the 60s, you know. So but no, that's not a dig on you, man. I just love your music. That's just another way of me saying that I love what you play.
And Goldie, I think, was younger than both of us, right?
You know, man, hey, I was trying to catch up with him when he came to the funk, because that brother, you know, he was so West Coast. The accent was just so West Coast. His knowledge of funk music was just amazing, and I was just kind of a student to his teacher, you know. And hopefully I'm going to do him right when I play some of this music for him, of course, on his behalf. But, of course, you guys can check out an archive show again. Once again, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. So check out Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into some music, man. Let's take you back 1982, give you some music from across the pond from a young group by the name of Musical Youth. The name of the song is called Pass the Dutchie.
You guys keep it locked right here because it's Throwback Thursday night. Solar Records Radio, keep it locked right here.
Pass the dutchy pan the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump, jump.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump.
It was a cool and lonely, breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
I used to feel it 'cause it was the month of.
How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk. On the left hand side,
pass
the dutchy on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump, jump, jump.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me rock in a di dong. Bang 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 bang.
So I stopped to find out what was going on.
How does it feel when you got no food?
'Cause the spirit of God, you know, he leads you on. Was there in swing.
How does it feel when you got no food?
I used to feel the chill as I seen and heard them sing.
How does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the dutchy on the left hand side. Pass the dutchy on the left hand side. It's a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump, jump, jump.
It's a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump.
On the left hand side,
pass
the dutchy on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump, jump, jump.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me rock in a di dong. You play it on the radio, and so me say we a go hear it on the stereo. And so me know we a go play it on the disco. And so me say we a go hear it on the stereo.
Pass the dutchy on the left hand side. Chip on the left hand side, it a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump, jump, jump.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump.
The mothership connection has landed, ladies and gentlemen. And I can see stepping from the spacecraft first, along with T-Funk, a group of young men originating out of Cincinnati, Ohio. You see, Warner Brothers picked them up, spreading them about this United States country, and right now we're going to sock them to you. Say Boosie again. Everybody, come on, say Boosie. What? Come on. Let me hear your mouth. Boosie. Come on. Boosie. Introducing, ladies and gentlemen, Boosie's rubber band.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio from 1976. That was music from Bootsy Collins. And you probably, you got to say it the way he says it. Ah, the name is Bootsy, baby. See, I can't, I tried to do it, but again, that was from Bootsy Collins, of course. Before that, from 1982, gave you a little little music from Patrice Rushen, the lovely Miss Patrice Rushen, You Remind Me. And of course, started off the block from that same year, 1982. My baby sister's birth year. Of course, that is Musical Youth, Pass the Dutchie. Not to be confused with Pass the Coochie. Pass the Coochie is the smoky smoke. But Dutchie means cooking pie. So, you know, they tried to, I remember on the interviews back in the day, they would say, well, Dutchie is a cooking pot. So if you're hungry and if you have no food, pass the cooking pot on the left-hand side. So I'm just like, well, why didn't they just say that? But Coochie and Dutchie, I guess, you know. Well, it would have been a weird song if it said, pass the cooking pot on the left-hand side. But anyway, hanging out with my partner in crime, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr., man, I take it back, you know, with that Bootsy Collins. I did. That was for Goldie Mac right there, giving it a little funk right there from
Bicentennial,
you know, 1976, man.
But
I gotta ask you this because, of course, on the earlier show, you had Phoenix on, and you know, you had a topical discussion, man. And I want you to get, if you get a chance to, or if you can right now, can you elaborate on the earlier show? And if you have some things to say, get it off your chest, brother. The doors are open for you.
Well, it's thank you for that. We, you know, on Tuesdays we have a talk show for the first hour, and then Don takes over the second hour with the funk. But then on Thursdays we have a talk show again, but it's just, it's half the time because we really want to get into the music of Throwback Thursday because it's just so, you know, so powerful. So. But just to give you an idea of what we talked about, the topic was, I'm just going to bring it up right here. The topic was, you know, and so the title of it can throw you off a little because it says, who in your life is giving you constant investment and who in your life is constantly showing up? So basically, a lot of people assume that I was going to talk about who that person is in your life, right? Who that other person is. And so, but it's really not about the other people. It's really about us. It's about us. Mm-hmm. And so it's about us doing what we need to do the right thing in regards to God's rules. God kind of laid it out for us so that we understand that you reap what you sow. So if you're giving, you shall receive. But if you're not giving, then you don't expect to receive. And so a lot of us, we, a lot of people will invest in someone. So can you imagine a person investing in you, you know, they by loving you, but you're not giving them any love back. You're just taking it all in. You're taking it all in. In a relationship, when people do that, that relationship is doomed because it cannot exist because it goes against the biblical laws. It is just, even it goes against the laws of nature as well. It will not succeed because if someone's loving you and you're not loving them back, eventually it's just going to fall apart because that person that's been given has not received anything back and they will die off. It's almost like a plant that you love, but all of a sudden you look at it one day and it's just drooping, and it's leaning over, and it's dying. And you go, and they go, well, what happened to your plant? Well, I, you know, I watered it, but, you know, but I wasn't watering it enough, I guess. And that, so that's exactly right. That's the result of lack of investment. You did not do what you're supposed to do. And so, and in terms of the laws of nature, you know, it's God set it up so that the clouds will water the earth, right? And so when the clouds water the earth, what does the earth give back to the clouds? How does it reciprocate? It gives back humidity. It gives the humidity back to the clouds. And with the humidity, it gives the clouds the ability to rain again. And so to give back. And so now you've got them both giving, right? And that makes an amazing relationship. And that's how it's supposed to be in life in general. So I'm just saying, it's really important that you make sure that the person that's loving you, that you love them back. And same vice versa. If that person's not loving you back, then you're in a bad situation. Because it's destined to go the wrong way. It's destined to fall apart. It's not going to make it. And let me just give you another thing that a friend of mine said the best thing that happened to him, the best thing that ever happened to him, and he got all kind of awards for, you know, just being very successful in life, and he got all kind of things, and said, but none of those things compare to the investment in his mother. He said, my mother, when she got older, I took care of her, I took care of her until the day she died. And when she died, he said, all I wanted my mom to know is that, you know, when he was taking care of her and she was sick and stuff, he was, you know, he would, you know, wash her and clean her and make sure she was good. And she would have accidents and he would say, it's okay, mom. Don't worry about it. It's okay, mom. Because his mom did that for him when he was a child, when he was a little kid and he couldn't bathe himself. She bathed him. She dressed him. You know, when he threw up on her and all that stuff and peed on her and all that stuff, she loved him despite all those things, right? And so now this was his turn. This was his time to give back what she had given him. And he said, and it was just the most amazing thing to be able to love my mom back that way. And I just wanted to say, mom, don't worry about it. I got you. I always wanted to say, if the shoe was on the other foot, mom, I got you. I got you. You know, and so when the shoe did flip over and was on the other foot, he was able to show her. And that was the best thing that's what he's more proud of than anything in his life. And so it's so important that we just remember, you know, it's give and take. You reap what you sow. Make sure that if you're in a relationship and if the person's not giving you back what you are given, then it's not the right situation for you because it's destined to fail. It is destined to fail. So, you know, you have to. It's a balance. It's a nature balance and it's a spiritual balance. God set it up exactly the way that it's supposed to be for relationships to work, no matter what kind of relationship. And I gave you the nature relationship, and I gave you the human relationship, you know. And so, you know, I just want people to know that we are here to be the best that we can be. And, you know, a lot of times we talk about this new generation. They are terrible. They don't know anything. They say all kind of crazy stuff on records, listen to this rap stuff. What do they think? You know, but what we have to do, instead of sitting there and complaining about that generation, invest in that generation. You know, make time for them. Go and set up a situation for them to learn, you know, and bless them with your time. And then you will see a change. See, because it takes something to get something. And if you're not giving anything, don't expect to receive it. Like people go to church, they just keep going, but they don't ever give anything. They don't do offerings. They don't say, I'll help, whatever I can do. They just go and take, 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 take. That mm-hmm. is a bad, that works not for you. That is not, if you don't like something, if you don't like what the church is talking about, then don't go to the church. Find a church that you do like what they're talking about, and then invest in that church, okay? And if you don't like the radio station that you might be listening to, then don't listen to it. Don't listen to, if you don't like Solar Records Radio, don't listen to it, because if it's not for you, it's not for you.
Wait a minute, we don't expect
you to invest in it. We don't expect you to invest in it. But if you like it and you think we're doing a great job, then invest in it. Put something into it. Make it happen. You know, go to our Cash App and donate and say, you know what, this station could be a blessing to so many other people, and so I'm going to invest in it so it continues to exist and bless someone else. And so that's what it's really all about, investing and being invested in. So it says that you need to invest in who invests in you. Don Fleming, I invest in him because he always reciprocates. He's always there to help whenever he can. So I try to be that way with him. You know, it's like that's how relationships work. And then we can respect each other, or we can love each other, and we can appreciate each other. And that makes for a much better life with each other. And that's the bottom line.
Strong J, you preaching. You are preaching, Rev. I caught a glimpse of the, you know, when you were talking to Phoenix about the part where you talked about, you know, with the kids, if you know, listening to the music today, we always complaining about the music. I was that guy. Don't get me wrong. I was that guy, and I'm not perfect. I'm still that guy. But I think what you said really resonated with me as far as, you know, understanding, you know, why, you know, talking to the youth or explaining to the youth, you know, this, having that mutual respect to just understand, hey, everyone has their opinion, everyone has their preference, but it doesn't go, we shouldn't take it to the extreme where we're trying to take, you know, food out of their mouth or anything like that. So I think that's very important to, it's crazy to me, you know, how do you reconcile, you know, having, you know, feeling that your generation was above, I try not to think like that, having a generation that was above the others, you know, your generation, you felt your generation was better than mine, I felt my generation was better than the younger generation, and so forth. We got to stop thinking like that, because everyone has their preference, everyone has their taste. My thing is, if I don't like it, I don't listen to it, you know, and I'm starting to, and it's no, there's no animosity. You know, there are some levels of frustration where I think, you know, we talk about women in a certain way, or we talk about who we are and calling ourselves, you know, derogatory words, and personally as black people. You know, and that bugs me. But at the same time, I try to understand, you know, their perspective, so I can at least have a certain level of empathy when it comes to that. So, and that's the beauty of God giving you that, you know, giving you that free will and understanding, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all got to live with each other. You know, we only have one planet to live on, and the last thing I want to do is try to make an issue about music when, you know, the planet is being destroyed. You know, it's about prioritizing. But man, you touched on a beautiful subject earlier, and thank you for expounding on it on my show, man. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. You know, I just feel that, you know, it's easy to talk about people and it's easy to put people down, but, you know, sometimes an investment makes you think a little bit like, whoa, I'm about to invest here. You know, so what happens is that when you invest, you tend to care a little bit more about. You know how, like, if somebody bought you something, just gave it to you, you're not, that's okay. But if you spent the money for it, you kind of take care of it a little better, right? And so when you invest in these kids or whatever it is that you invest in, you care a little bit more. And that's what the whole purpose of investing is, to care. We need to care, because we are, you know, talking about that generation, is that we are all in this together. We are all God's children. We have all been put on this planet together to coexist. And if we're beating each other up, we're not helping the situation. We're making it worse. We're just as bad as the ones that we're complaining about. You know, we need to invest in them and bless them right where they are. And indirectly, we'll be blessed. And you don't do it to be blessed. But you do it because it's the right thing to do. But you'll be blessed because of that. You know?
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is expect something out of your good intentions.
Right.
You can't purposely expect something. You know, to me, it's going to happen organically. I believe in just the beauty of just, you know, doing a good deed and knowing that, hey, those blessings are going to come back to you. I'm not expecting them to come to me. I just know organically they're going to come, but I'm not going to purposely look for that as the motive for me to have something come to me. And, you know, that's just not a way. That's not how I was programmed. That's not how I operate. But no, anyway, man, thank you so much for that insight. We got about an hour and 15 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. We're going to go ahead and get into some music, man. I was a big fan of it was just something about Ohio in the 70s. And one of the beauties of Ohio is, you know, it was, to me, that precursor to a lot of West Coast hip-hop. But let's go ahead and take you back to the Central Heat album from 1977, one of my favorite Heat Wave songs. Of course, this is called Star of the Story. You guys keep it locked right here, of course, Wardell Potts Jr., Don Fleming, Solar Records Radio. Let's do this, guys. Let's go. Ricketts Radio, of course, from the album Rude Awakening. Of course, that is music from the Rude Boys, Are You Lonely For Me, from 1991. Before that, definitely had to hook up Lakeside from the Untouchables album, 1983. That is Real Love. I love that song. Love it, love it, love it. Of course, started off the block from 1977, early 1978. Music from Heatwave, Star of the Story. We got right under an hour left in the show, so got plenty of time to jam with you. My partner in crime is here, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr. Man, what did you think of that block? Because you got the next one, brother. Talk to me. We having any technical difficulties? Or is he
cooking? Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm having technical difficulties, man. I couldn't turn the mute off on the mic. I mean, couldn't turn the mute back on.
He was muted.
Yeah, man, I was like, what is wrong? What is happening here? Yes, that was a great block, man. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Did you get my text? I said, I'm scared to play something after you.
I was like, stop it.
Okay. But listen, Gayla and I were having dinner and listened to it. You were playing all the slow jams. That was perfect, man. That was made it for a romantic dinner. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, hey.
I always say good company, good food, and good music
And that's exactly what we got from you. So thank you so much for, you know, bringing it on. So you ready for me to start doing my block?
Man, I am ready. I am ready, man. I want you to blow this last block out the box because I know we both, again, we both have the same taste. So, hey, do your thing. I know I like it.
Uh-oh, this is going to be a problem. Because I want this and so many things I want to play, and I only have like a little, you know, space to do it in. But I want to play this song. I haven't heard this song in a long time. So here we go, guys, together. I miss this brother. We lost him a few years back. But his music will live on forever. And we always keep legacies here alive on Solar Records Radio. So here we go with Mr. Michael Jackson on Solar Records Radio.
Surprise, I changed.
All right. Man, oh, man.
Yes.
You guys enjoyed that.
Yes. Love it.
We
love
it.
That block, man.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. I love that old school, man. And I was doing my best to be my best. My wife was like, you scared? Do you think you're going to... You think they're going to like it? I said, I don't know. She said, you better hurry up and go in the studio and make sure you pick the songs out. I was like, I got this. I think I got this. All of a sudden, she was grooving to it. She liked it too. So it's all good. I think we did good.
Man, you wrecked it. You wrecked it, man. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye, and then, of course, Michael Jackson. You can't go wrong with that block, man. So shout out to you on that block. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was fun. Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Thank
no
you,
doubt.
My brother.
Well, guys, we got about another 45 minutes left of the show. 45 minutes left. So that means we're coming up to we're coming over the stretch. Still got time to jam with you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out. Tell a friend to check us out. If you're on Facebook, make sure you go to Solar Records Radio, the page. Like that page. Tell a friend to like that page. You know how it goes. And we're also on the Sounds of Los Angeles Records page. So shout out to Wardell being an administrator on that page, too. So you can't go wrong with either page. You know, you can't really go wrong with either page, because there's a lot of great history behind both pages, man. And of course, tomorrow,
yeah.
Of course, we're tomorrow, every Friday, we celebrate the legacy. We celebrate the music. We celebrate the artists. We just celebrate the memories. So, Wardell, I mean, talk a little bit about that and who we might have on the show tomorrow, man.
Okay, yeah, so... we're going to have Ricky Freeze Smith on the show. And so he's going to talk with us. He's from Dynasty, but also he's been with Morris Day for the last 35 years. And so he's a musical director for Morris Day and the Time. And so those guys are out there right now doing their thing back east somewhere. And so tomorrow he's going to call in and we're going to chop it up as he's on the road. And we're going to chop it up a little bit about what synthesizers, the impact that synthesizers had on pop R&B music back in the late 70s, early 80s. And so, and that's what Ricky played, was a synthesizer, and
mm-hmm.
he played on a lot of records. And, let me see if I could just give you like a small... Just a little bit of,
please.
You know, something that you know, you would say, oh, yeah, I know that. But Ricky Freeze is a legend in his own right. I mean, he's done so much for the music industry, and I love him. He's my little brother, my big little brother. He's like gone, tall, everything, but younger. they all up there in the clouds and stuff, and so. But anyway, so Ricky Freeze Smith, we did this song together, and it was probably one of the biggest. Oh, it is the biggest song the Whispers ever done. Out of all the stuff that the Whispers done, this is the biggest one. I'm just going to play just a tad for you, okay? So here we go. So y'all know that song, right? And the people
and the kids, by the younger kids, like the younger kids, that's on Grand Theft Auto.
Or they're going, hey, that's Will Smith. I'm going to Miami. But anyway. By the way, Will Smith sampled that and put that and made that his hit. I'm Going to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He picked the beginning of that song. So, but you heard how I came in with that, bah, bah, that's Ricky Free Smith playing the synthesizer and stuff. And so he's going to talk about, you know, like the movement of that music and of the sounds that really impacted the music that we all were doing in the 70s and the 80s. So tune in and have a good time with us at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Solar Records Radio.
I got to say this. I think it has there's a blessing and a curse when it comes to sampling. I think the blessing is, of course, you have a younger generation. There's that bridging the gap. There's that going down the rabbit hole of good music. And then the fact that the bad part of that, and I say it loosely, the bad part of that is, you know, sometimes those original artists don't get compensated. You know, when an artist samples their music and things like that, and that's one of the things that kind of bugs me a little bit when it comes to sampling, because I've always been a proponent of giving a person their flowers while they're still here, all of the accolades and saying, you know, giving your respect, yeah, that's all well and good. Sometimes cats just need to be compensated. And, you know, and I hate every time I get sad when I see, and I don't want to, please don't take this as all the listeners out there. I don't want to feel like I'm being morbid about it. But, you know, I've seen all, especially a lot of blues artists, you know, a lot of them, pass away and they pass on and they don't even have a headstone, or no one paid for, you know, no one paid for their funeral, family couldn't pay for the funeral, things like that. So I just feel that it's necessary to show that love in a compensatory manner, you know, when it comes to the art of sampling music. And I'm a big proponent of that too. So, and that's all I wanted to say, man, but yeah. Will Smith, shout out to him. I'm sure the brother got, somebody got paid, and I'm sure, you know, somebody got paid on, you know, Grand Theft Auto. So, but yeah, man, that's one of the things that just bugs me. But I think the bridging the gap thing, the generational thing, I think that's beautiful. But yeah, man, I just wanted to kind of add that and just give you flowers while you're here, but also being giving you some compensatory satisfaction because of that. So it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. But anyway, we got about 38 minutes left of the show. No doubt, man. 38 minutes left of the show. Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I was a big fan of this brother. Hopefully we'll get him on the show soon. He was an Olympic sprinter. He was going to be an Olympic sprinter until he hurt himself. Of course, he went on and did blew up in that whole Hush sound. Let's take you back to 1987. This is music from Lilo Thomas. The name of the song is called I'm in Love. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night. I am your host, Don. That was music from Portrait from 1992. Here we go again. Of course, before that, from 1979, the lovely Miss Brenda Russell. Beautiful song called Way Back When. And, of course, started off the block, Mr. Lilo Thomas. I'm sorry, brother. Lilo Thomas from 1987, I'm In Love. I was going to play SWV, and I thought about Ties, Lily, and Coco. So Lilo, Lily, you get what I'm saying. We got about another 24 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. For those who support the show, thank you so much. If you keep supporting the show and hang out with and you can hang out with me, yeah, on Thursdays and Mondays, because I have a show on Monday nights also from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. But again, you can go to on Facebook if you're on go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook. I can't even talk right now. What is going on with me? On Facebook with an F, not Facebook with a P. Go to Solar Records Radio. Go to the page, like the page, tell a friend to like the page. Also, you can go to the Sounds of Los Angeles Records page, the original page, too. So check it out. Again, a lot of great, great knowledge, great memorable music, and, of course, the soundtrack of my life growing up in the 80s. So that's a personal test. That's a testimonial for me. So, but anyway, let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. First of all, let me say this before. You know, I don't really just watch a lot of TV. Believe it or not, what I do watch, I talk about it and make it seem like I watch a lot of TV, but I really don't. But one of my favorite shows out right now is Snowfall. I love Snowfall. You know, of course, John Singleton, rest in peace. You know, it's kind of loosely based. They won't claim it, but I see it's kind of loosely based on Freeway, Ricky Ross. But, you know, how the whole drugs and crack was kind of introduced in the South Central Los Angeles and kind of spread out and things like that. But I love period pieces. And I love the music of the time, because it always takes me back, because in the summer of 84, I was in L.A. You know, I was in L.A. visiting my family that summer. So, you know, all of the music, when you talk about World of Wheels, when you talk about the L.A. Sports Arena, Uncle Jam's Army, I witnessed that. And it was just a memory, you know, that was kind of, I kind of just connected that and correlated it to the show, you know, with the violence and all the violence and gratuitous violence and sex aside, it's still good memories. So I was surprised to hear this song on one of the shows. Of course, I'm a big fan of him and the group anyway. So let's go ahead and play the music. Rest in peace again to Mr. James Entombe. Let's take you back. 1984, music from Entombe. It's called COD. I'll deliver. Keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Sweet thing, I know just how Oh,
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, Throwback Thursday Night, wrapping it up, a little Keith Sweat and Cut Close from 1994, a Get Up On It. Before that, I took up a little Glenn Jones from 1992, Here I Go Again. Love that song, man. That was, of course, that was my senior year in high school, my last semester, and that song was just, it was just all those memories of 1992, and of course, started off the block. 1984 music from M2Me, of course, rest in peace. Of course, the late, great James M2Me, COD, I'll Deliver. Again, 7 minutes left of the show, Wardell, man. We are wrapping this up, man. And thank you so much for hanging out with me. I really appreciate it.
Man, you got me over here flirting with my wife. You just get that music. I'm just messing with her like, yeah, girl. She's like, what's wrong with you? The music is talking to a bit. You know, and I'm 96 years old.
I know. I'm 81, so yeah.
Like, the music is just rolling. I love that Keith Sweat song. Oh, yeah. That's something else.
Man.
Anyway, thank you so much for letting me come hang out with you. Appreciate
well,
it.
Man, it is my pleasure, man. Like I said, you're my yang to my you're the yang to my yin. You're yin and yang, man. So it's all good. We complement each other. But tomorrow, I want to remind everybody tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, tune in for an archive show of my late dear brother Goldie Mac, Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack. So tune in tonight. Of course, that is. Three of three. That is the third part of our Thursday Triple Play. And, of course, tomorrow, I want to remind you, kicking off the weekend, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records. And, of course, we're going to have Ricky Freeze. He's going to hang out with us tomorrow. So I am definitely looking forward to that. So before we go, man, any final words?
Goldie Mac, if you want to hear his show, just go to our Solar Records Radio group page, and that his show is posted there. Go and check him out. We really appreciate that. You'll love him. Like Don says, he has that West Coast thing going on. So go check him out. We love you, Goldie, and thank you for blessing us, brother.
Well, hey, man, that's going to wrap it up for us, man. But again, tune in tomorrow, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records. Going to close out one of my all-time favorite albums, of course, from 1986. Give me a little, excuse me, give me a little soul from across the pond. I can't even speak right, you know. This is music from Loose End, Stay a Little Wild Child, from Wardell Posse Jr. I'm Don Fleming. You guys have a safe and prosperous Thursday night. We'll see you guys tomorrow. I am out, Wardell. See you later, brother.
God bless. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Put your loving arms around me, boy. Hold me like a wolf, a cuddly toy. Let me feel that warmth of your embrace. Let go. It's just a waste of time. So I pretend when I think you know we're more than friends. Must be that our future. Well, that brings us closer.